So we're doing Dov's Minute, and the second blessing in Shmon Esrei is called Gvurot, because the focus of that blessing is the might of Hashem. Ata gibor l'olam Hashem. God's might is eternal, mechaye mitim, as He resurrects the dead, rav l'oshia, His salvation is awesome. And here we mention, according to, in the winter months, we say, Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGeshem, where Mashiv Ruach is unnecessary, because we have a tradition that the wind will never stop in the world. So you don't really have to say Mashiv Ruach. What you do have to say is Morid HaGeshem, a recounting of the fact that Hashem is the one that brings rain into the world. If one forgot to say Morid HaGeshem in the winter months, so if he said Morid HaTal, so then B'dieved, that's kosher. If he did not say Morid HaTal, then if he remembered before he concluded that blessing, that's okay. If he did not remember before concluding that blessing, he would have to start Shmon Esrei again. We assume for the first 30 days, till you get used to it, that you forgot, unless you know otherwise. If you remembered at the beginning of Shmon Esrei, remember to say Mashiv Ruach. Remember to say Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGeshem. But you don't remember if you did or didn't, so we assume you did, which is a big question, but that's what the Taz writes. The Gra says that even in the summer you say Mashiv Ruach and Morid HaTal, because these are two of the things that the Talmud tells us will never stop. Wind and dew. They are eternal. They are a blessing that's given in the world. So Morid HaTal, we have the Sfardim have the custom to say Morid HaTal in the summer. Technically you could say Morid HaTal in the winter too, because Morid HaTal is true all year round. But we don't. We say Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGeshem in the winter, where we said Morid HaGeshem is obligatory, and if you missed it and you didn't make it up until you started Atak Kadosh, so then you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei.